you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Asian Avengers, so weak.
The Asian Avengers, so weak, so fuckable, bro, you know? Whoa, there's five Asian guys together?
Together. Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
You can look me up, I don't care, I'll fight you, I don't care.
You want to get high as fuck? You like opium?
Okay, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, the podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I am your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Mike Nguyen.
What up? Today is July 18th. We are coming at you live from Brooklyn. If you are listening to this on your phones right now, please take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram stories, tag us at Asian Not Asian Pod. And if you're listening to this on your Apple Podcast app, please leave a review. They've been slowing down. We have a lot. But I want to get to like 1,000. I think we have like 630 right now. Okay. We got a bad review. We got a bad review recently complaining about the sound quality. Some guy was like, the sound is terrible, and that's why I stopped listening. Which I'm convinced that this person listened to like the first six. Like, it's like I counted. It's the first like, well, we didn't have the, remember when we bought the Yamaha one?
Yes.
And that was a lot better.
That was a big
one. We got that episode 7. But I remember, like, you and I kind of figured out an okay setup with the shitty equipment episode 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So he only listened to, like, 4.
Also, I think it's hilarious when people... It's like such an internet privilege that, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, not about the content. You know, it would be like if I was like, I don't like the U.S. Constitution. The handwriting is so bad. Like, this is, like, that is the stupidest, like, comment I've ever heard. Like, okay, fine. Whatever.
Well... It's strange. I mean, you know what's so interesting about podcast behavior is when people discover us, it seems they listen to episode 1 first as if this is like a story, like a fairy tale or something. We're like, but when I discover a new podcast, I don't start from 1. I start from like, I just look at like the latest 10 and I pick a title that intrigues me and I listen from there. Like, I'm a big fan of Tiger Belly. I don't think I've ever listened to the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, like, Tiger Belly's been going on for, like, however long. I mean, if you listen to him, it's like going into the past, you know? You're going to be... He's going to be like, oh, man, have you seen these things called cell phones? It's crazy. You know, like, it's going to be so weird to listen to. So...
Yeah, the iPhone 3GS just came out.
Holy shit. Wow. I mean, I think it's cool that if people start at the beginning, but if you are about to start listening to us from the beginning, know that the first 5, it's not bad quality. It's just not like super crisp like we have now.
Also, like our balance, it's fair. Though. Our balance is off. Like when we laugh, it is super loud. I will admit that, but just skip it. I don't think you're missing out on that much, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then like the first 20 is just me and Fumi. And then after a while we start getting guests and then it's downhill from there. But The first couple are really good.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone wants to start listening from episode 1 because it's like, this is before Crazy Rich Asians. So you can hear the bitterness in straight Asian guys' energy. Like, I don't... Well, I mean, we're talking about like Hillary Clinton. So exciting, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why you want to go back that far, but if you choose, just please know that the first 5 are bad and we know. So just skip it if you are an audio...
Yeah, if you're listening to podcasts for the audio quality, you know, like, would you just imagine
audio
a guy,
queen.
Right, who's just like, oh my god, dude, have you heard the audio quality on this podcast? Like, you can like hear every T and S. It's like, all right, buddy, all right, calm down.
Yeah. But today I wanted to talk a little bit. You know, just us today, which is awesome.
Just
I
us.
Haven't done this in a while, and I wanted to talk today about you know, something I have experienced at work and just in life in general, but I couldn't quite really, you know, describe it until recently where I realized that this is a pattern that's been happening to me and people around me for the majority of my adult life. I didn't really notice it at first, but now I know that it's happening. And it's, you know, I want to talk about professionalism, okay?
Okay.
But as creative people. And
yeah, okay.
I've got a little thing laid out here, so I'll say my little thing, and then you can kind of jump in wherever. But, you know, I work at Comedy Central now. I'm in this program. It's like a, you know, 9-month fellowship where we come in, and originally it was supposed to be about making a lot of like YouTube videos and sketches and acting in them. Now it's kind of shifted to like trying to make us Instagram influencers because like everything is remote now. You know, we can't film with everybody, so we have to film everything at home.
Yep.
Which is fine. I'm still getting paid to like make funny videos and pitch stuff in the room for bigger Viacom campaigns, and like it's cool. But I've noticed that like, you know, it's still, you know, this is my first comedy job, and Mike, you've never had a comedy job either, and I don't know what to expect, right? But it's still owned by Viacom. It's still owned by CBS. There are actually a lot of similarities between like some of the things I have to do for this job and the stuff I did for my previous jobs at advertising agencies and marketing companies. Just because it is a company with like desks and computers and a process, right? Just like if you have a company. If one day we own a company, we're still going to have to, there's going to be some similarities between what we'll do then and like some internship you had just because it's a fucking company, right? So there's things that come up like, hey, you know, if you film a video, please upload your footage to this thing because we have to legally back it up because it's our property now or whatever. Back up your footage, right?
Right.
And
it's like, you mean like data, like your data, your like raw files need to go up to
your
a cloud.
Raw files. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got
like it. You don't use all of them, but like just back it up. Into this folder that we made for you, and then this other person like organizes it and then brings it to like the cloud or whatever. Doesn't sound like a big deal. I said, sure, that makes sense. I filmed something. You guys want the footage? Sure. So I do it, and then every week they keep telling us to do it. So there's just like 5 of us. They keep telling us to do it. And this past week, like 2 days ago, we got yelled at for not doing it. Like yelled at, and I was like, what is happening? Like I did it like a month ago when you fucking asked me to. Like what is the problem?
Yeah.
And then like, after we got yelled at, we have like a group Slack chat with just the people in my program. There's 5 of us. And they're like, yo, let's dish. Let's get on this Zoom call and dish. So we get on and they're just kind of complaining and stuff. And I find out that like no one has uploaded their footage except me.
Yeah.
And I felt really weird about it. And I this question popped into my head of like, oh, are like... A, are like creative people bad workers? And I don't mean that like work as in like bad at following instructions or like, I don't know. It didn't seem like such a big deal to me, but are they like, do they just not pay attention?
Yeah.
And
is this part
of their secret? And I started thinking about, you know, back when I was in college, my roommate was a incredible musician, incredible guitarist. We were in a band together and, you know, I wrote songs too, but this guy wrote songs on a completely different level. And I remember, like, he was kind of like that sometimes where, like, you know, we were in a band, so we would, like, people would contact us to get booked and stuff, and he wouldn't always, like, respond on time. And we would lose booking opportunities. And sometimes he'd get, like, really emo, and he just couldn't play guitar for, like, 3 months, you know? Like, I just remember he was, like, very, you know, it's almost like he had sacrificed all these things to become an amazing guitarist. So there are all these obstacles for him to play guitar. And then I was like thinking about, you know, my friend works at Hulu, and he told me when they first pitched Rami, Gerard Carmichael is the executive producer.
Okay.
And he, you know, Hulu, again, is a company, and they would have to have meetings because it's an investment on their part. And he told me that Gerard Michael would come 3 hours late to every single fucking meeting. He did not give a fuck. Every single meeting, he would come 3 hours late. So then, I know I'm just talking about people uploading footage, but I was like, oh, is this like, am I just too much of a good boy to like be good at comedy? Like, is this a thing in the creative people world? Like, are they just, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I don't know if they can't do it. I don't know what's going on, but it's a pattern that I'm noticing. And I don't know, you know, it seems like you have some thoughts about it. So, yeah, like, what do you think about all that?
I think it's interesting, too, because, you know, you're the only Asian person, the only Asian creative person, right? You might even be the only Asian person you see from day to day, right?
It's like, me and Jordan.
Oh, it's you and Jordan. Okay, Jordan's there, too. And Jordan is, I love the guy, but he's also kind of like a frenetic, crazy person in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I totally hear you because... you know, I bring up the Asian thing just because, like, I feel like Asian people were like,
it's relevant for sure.
Well, we're very good at like, oh, you want me to do this thing? Okay, sure. We'll follow the rule because it's like, this makes sense. And people told us to do it. And in general, like, it makes, you know, my family had rules and this is, I'm not a rule breaker. I'm definitely not that kind of person. I am not like a, I think I could probably count on my hands the number of times I got in trouble in school, like from like, you know, kindergarten all the way up through college, five times or something, when I got in trouble for doing something. And each time I felt terrible about it. I mean, I felt like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 you know. And I think that's just, maybe that's my personality. Maybe it's an Asian thing, whatever. This is also interesting because you always hear comedians say like, oh, I have to do comedy because I'm not good at anything else. You know, do you hear that all the time?
Yeah.
And I have mixed feelings about that because, one, usually comedians, this is like the first thing they've ever done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm meeting a guy and he's like, oh, you know, whatever. He's 25 or whatever. And he's like, this is the, I can only do this. And I'm like, the only other job you had was like, you know, like
the working at, or something.
Yeah, like working at a movie theater. Like, I mean, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're bad. Most people are bad at things until you get later on, like in life. But at the same time, I do understand because I'm a lot like that. I'm very, I'm very scatterbrained. I'm very, you know, like if a manager, like my manager right now at work is very good, and he knows how to manage me. He knows that like I can like wander off, you know, in my mind, and not do, you know, some, you know, more trivial things that need to happen. Because I'm just like, you know, I just get bored easy, and I just want, and instead I start going on Twitter and I start tweeting and shit like that, right? I think part of it is like, that's why you hire creative people, right? You hire creative people because we're kind of like manic, we're a little bit like all over the place, and we have all sorts of stupid ideas, right? Like, you know, we're the only people in the room who, when the building's on fire, we're like still kind of thinking how funny it is, right? Like, oh man, right, you know, right, like we hated this place anyways, right? This is great. So I think there's part of that. But to your point, you know, I've spent my whole life, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing like regular work jobs. And I'm trying to figure out, do you think it's because they're comedians? Do you think it's because they're creative? Do you think it's because they're just young people? Sometimes young people are just bad at things.
Well, they're not all that young. There's one girl who's like, I'm 22. I've only nannied. This is my first job.
There you
go. She's also an Instagram star. So her, like, I guess I kind of understand, like, you know, maybe she just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe she's not good with computers, even though they showed us how to fucking do it. I don't know. It just, maybe, I could see how, like, no, it's not even about the uploading. I could see how she may be a little bit more apathetic towards everything just because she's just younger and maybe haven't had a job where you learn responsibility. I sound like a fucking dad right now.
Yeah, I sound so fucking lame.
Like, it's weird because I don't want to be lame, but it's like, it's all I know. And
no,
I refuse to, you know, for a while I was like, maybe that's just how creative people are. But then like I started comedy and I met people who are like me. We're like, I met the Karen Cheese and like the Rami Youssef, right? Rami, I've heard rumors that this is the guy who wakes up 6 a.m, writes 2 hours in every morning, right? He's very regimented. And like, you see why he's so successful, because he just has his shit together. And he's like, this is my product. This is how I do it. Boom, 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 boom. Yep. Like, yes, people invested in him, but there's a reason why people trusted him with their money, right? It's like, oh, this kid's going to get his shit done. Karen Cheese, same thing. Like, very hard worker. Mary Beth Barone, similar thing. Like, I've seen her Google Docs. I'm like, oh, you're just like me. This is awesome. Yeah. So, like, you know, I don't buy that, like, everybody's like that. Obviously, there are different ways. I mean, I don't even think it's a creativity thing. I think it's the way your brain works, or maybe just the way you were raised. But, like, when you're getting paid and someone asks you to do something, it just goes everything against my life philosophy to be like, no. unless I truly like think it's incorrect, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, I feel like, I guess when I try to bring up like that creative people should be this or non-creative people should be this, I think that's kind of bullshit. I don't like it when comedians say I could never do another job. You could do another job. I guarantee you could do it. Like, if you really had to, you could become an actuary. I hate it when people like limit themselves to, I'm a creative person, I have to do this. At the same time, I feel like there's a lot of ways to do things. I also don't like it that if you're a comic, you have to be an alcoholic or something like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You have to be, I'm a road dog and I'm I'm divorced and I don't talk to my kids because I'm so fucked up. That's a fucked up mentality, because that limits who can do comedy to certain people, right? That means then like people like you or people like me are like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be a comedian. And, you know, we've been in this game for a little while now, and I see all these people who maybe fit that stereotype, kind of like a messy person who's trying to do comedy. But you know what? I'm not that, and I am also as funny as you are. Like, there's whole thing is, I don't buy it. I feel that whenever people say you should be like this or you should be like this, then that's someone saying that's like a gatekeeper that says, oh, you don't wake up at 1 p.m. and cheat on your girlfriend, you're not going to be a good comic. Like, that's bullshit to me.
Right.
Like, you know, that's just your way of doing it. You want to fuck up your life so you can be funny? Fine. You know what? That's why a lot of comedy is a certain way and a certain sounds a certain way, right? Like, I mean, how many comedy shows have you been to or shows on TV sound the same, right? It's just like a guy, a comedy dude who's like kind of fucked up, and he's writing all these different characters, right? Like, they all sound the same because it's all the same person. But, you know, you could be funny, and I mean, no one ever, we don't have, like, you and I have been joking about how come there's no like finance jokes, you know, like there's no... You know, like, finance is hilarious, but, like, you know, in order to do it, to do that kind of niche thing, you can't just be like, I'm gonna wake up at 1 p.m. and like fuck up my life. You know, you gotta like, you kind of have to have a different way of thinking about it, you know, whatever that is. So I think that's totally cool. However, you wanted to, like, you're a very regimented person. You know, I've had to step up I'm not like that. I have to step up my game I have to make sure like my files are uploaded, because I know you got to do this. I know
you've gotten so much better at it.
Well, I mean, I think it's important. I mean, and we're going to answer a question about that later on. But I think, you know, I think you have to be honest about, hey, is it good for me to do the thing I'm doing? Right. Like, like you bring up that fact, like there's that one Instagram coworker of yours, you know, and maybe she's not as engaged, but this is a great opportunity to work for a company and learn how to write a script. You like just write a script and pitch it. Like, that's a really important skill to have for whatever job you want to do. And it, I hate to say it, but this always reminds me of that Louis bit where he's like, he meets teenagers and teenagers don't want to do their job. You know, when they're like a fry cook or something, or like a, you know, like just do the job. Just, it's always better.
Because you're fucking 20. You have nothing to contribute.
Like, you might as well just do the job. And if you don't like the job or you think it's stupid, that may be legitimate. And then maybe you should talk to your manager or get another fucking job or whatever, right? That, like, don't be a shitty worker because the job is shitty. Just get another job or something like that. Control what you can't control. But
I just, like, you know, I've witnessed a lot of this in my life, and you were interesting because I saw a little bit of both.
Yeah,
you know, like, you do have your, like, you know, but you know that you like kind of wander off because you get bored easily or whatever. But you also, I don't know if it's because you're Asian or because you got good grades, like, I can expect you know, a certain level of, like, respect from you if I ask something, or, like, vice versa, right? Like, if you ask me to do something, I will respect your, you know, orders or your request because we have a thing together, right? Yeah. Or, like, you know, we're friends. Or, you know what I mean? Like, but I, like, because at this company, like, so, like, people are so blatantly not doing things, like, not submitting stuff on time, like just not working, and they're getting paid, and, like, I got to a point where, like, is this the American way? And is everything, I was like, is everything I was taught about apathy wrong? Like, when I was taught that apathy is not okay. It's not funny. It's not cool. Maybe I'm wrong. Like,
no.
Maybe, like,
you really, these, no, that's now we're interesting. That's,
like,
really interesting.
That's why, right? Like, you know, I'm at the point where, like, you know, because I've had to unlearn a lot of stuff I've learned in my life to become who I am today, and I like who I am today, and I'm just wondering, like, is this just another thing I gotta unlearn? Because maybe like I don't know, like, obviously you have to care about some stuff, but maybe you should be really picky about what you care about. I don't know, like
I totally hear you, but it's funny because that's why I was asking about if people are young, because like when I was in my 20s, I would, you know, I was new in New York and I would go to these parties and I would like fashion parties. Like I was trying to get into that world. And it's so funny that you say apathy because like I always felt those parties and even now to a certain extent, like everyone is just trying to be as apathetic as possible. Like everyone, I feel, especially cool people in New York mm-hmm. and in like mm-hmm. the big cities, I'm sure our listeners know, like if you're trying to be cool, you're just trying to be like, I don't care about, like whatever. Like everything like doesn't yeah. matter. You know, like yeah, the yeah. person could be on fire and it's like, ugh, I'm so hot. You know, like it doesn't like, and I don't know. I think, of course, there's all sorts of different reasons why you might be apathetic. To me, now that I've kind of gone through that and I've, you know, we're doing our thing, I feel apathy is a sign in my mind of insecurity, because if you feel like you don't care, then that thing can't hurt you. Right. Mm. But, and I agree. I mean, I think if you're truly apathetic about something, then that thing shouldn't be in your life. That's just wasting time. If you hate something, that's better than being apathetic, because if you hate it, then right. you know you should get out of that. But if you're just like whatever about it, that's just taking up space. That's just like a big box in the room. You need to get it out of there. But I feel like, I mean, I don't know. You care a lot. I care a lot. I have shit riding on my life, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, like there's consequences. If I stop working, I can't go home, you know what I'm saying? I right, just me right, and my right, wife right. will just be homeless. I'm sorry, I have to care about that. And I yeah. think that you know, this is my jam, but I'm also not cool. Okay, I know that being cool is very important. Okay, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah. you kind of like think about your parents. Your parents are definitely not apathetic. They care a lot, but they're not yeah. cool. So you kind of have right. to choose a little bit. Which one do you want? You know what I'm saying? And I've chosen. I understand. Look at these. Look at this dad hat. You know, I'm wearing Crocs now. You know, I'm not cool, but I care. What do you think about it? I mean, yeah. do you feel like, do you ever feel like that? I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, whatever, I don't care. But then like they're yeah, emo, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I understand apathy might be part of the game, sure, that's fine, you know, I think looking cool can be a brand, but yeah, yeah. Maybe it's a privilege, because to your point, like, you know, subconsciously, maybe why I care is because I know this job ends in December, and if I could just if I can just do anything to extend that to, like, March or April, that's money, right? I have to pay rent. I just moved to a place that's more expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I want to stay alive. I don't you know, like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, there is a survival instinct. And I don't know, what's not cool about wanting to stay alive? Am I, you know what I mean? Can I not come to your party because I want to, like, eat? I'm sorry. Like, I'm hungry. I don't have rich parents. I'm sorry. Like, I can't. Maybe that's what it is. It's like, if my parents said, fuck you, money, Mike, you don't understand. I would not be the person I am today. I would not give a fuck about anything. I would start 7 podcasts, quit them the next week. Yeah. Like, you know, and I would probably have like a huge following, because people are like, how does he just do that?
Yeah.
He just starts 7 podcasts a week and leaves everybody, hurts people's feelings. I don't care, but that's not the situation I was born in. Also, it fucks me up a little bit because, you know, I've always been, you know, I know what kind of creative person I am. And I think in terms of like raw talent, I'm like in the 25th percentile. But in terms of like
work hardness, yeah,
like hardworkingness, yeah. I'm like probably 90th percentile. Yeah, and so yeah. it like,
I would agree
it
with
like
that.
Evens out. And like that's why I know, dude, we know so many comics that are funnier than us. They don't
Way
have
funnier.
Anything.
Yeah.
They don't have anything, right? And so, like, that's why, like, okay, cool. Like, I got a JFL audition last year, right? Like, that was a big, you know, JFL's canceled. So that's that. But, yeah. you know, just to be on the stage with other industry people, other comedians that I respect, like, that was a very big, you know, a mark for me, right?
Yeah.
And I got there because it's not because I'm, I promise you, it's not because I'm funnier than these other people. Okay. It's because yep. I know that I worked harder. I didn't go to birthday parties. I canceled out weddings. You know what I'm saying? Did. Like yeah. I did all these things. It's not just sacrificing, but like, I tried really hard because I really wanted it. Like, and for someone to be like, haha, that's dumb. that hurts me. It's like, well, fuck you, man. Like, I don't, what's wrong with wanting something? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think to kind of bring it back to the Asian, not Asian angle of this, is that I think a lot of Asian people, we feel this because, you know, hey, we study, you know, the stereotype, but, you know, a lot of us do. We study hard and then we go to good schools and then we go to into professions. But then the feeling you get is that other people seem to be able to leapfrog over you without having to seem to have done the work. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think a very Asian way of doing something was to just pour mad hours at it, right? Like, you could be, you know, like, hey, I want to be a successful, you know, dude. I'm going to study really hard and I go to law school and I pour mad hours at the law and study the bar and I work really hard, all these things. And then you sometimes get the sense that, like, other people can become more successful than you just by being, like, I don't know, a personality. You know what I'm saying? I always feel like when I was younger, like, it didn't matter how hard I worked because the white dude who went to Thailand for 6 months has a cool story, you know, like, that was like, that's the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I went to college and I went to Berkeley and this other guy, you know, went to Florida State and then, like, fucked off for a year. But that's, like, cool experience. And, you know, that he gets the job before you do. So it's I think for Asian people, we sometimes realize that, like, hard work can take you far, but the rules are not set up after, I think, for like, you know, it's not like a video game where you put in 10,000 hours, you're gonna become level 100,
like, level up.
You know, I do think there is that. I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard, of course, like, you know, you put in your 10,000 hours, you're definitely gonna have skill, but, like, you know, that's not gonna be the only thing that's gonna carry you up. You know, and it's got to be all these other things. And those are things that are, like, for Asian Americans, we don't know. They're harder to quantify. Our parents never told us about, like, hey, don't forget to, like, go to that mixer, you know, and don't forget to, like, network and do all those things. Because for us, it was just always like, let's hit the books or whatever. That's sort of like I've always wanted to ask this question, is that how come you work really hard? You have this tenacious way of doing things, and you're very smart, and I always wonder how come you didn't go to a better school, like, don't get me wrong, NYU is a fine school, it's a fine school, but it's not like, it's not Columbia, it's not Cornell, it's not Berkeley, it's not Stanford, like, and I sit there and I'm like, I think you're as smart as I am, you know, you work way harder than I do. And I'm like, oh, how could I didn't go to, like, you know, I guess besides the comedy thing, but, like, yeah, I guess that's the first question. Like, how come you're not more successful than me?
This is so funny. What are you doing here?
You know what I'm saying? But at the very least, I thought, like, I mean, did you not get good grades in high school? You did, right?
I did. Okay, so two things. One, I think I'd said this before, but I'm only as good as, like, I work hard because in New York everybody's working hard, and that inspires me. I see our friend Julia Shiplett on HBO. She's acting now in Anna Kendrick's new show.
That's awesome.
I see that. I see my friends getting my friend writes for Atlanta for Childish Gambino. I see that, and I'm like, I want to be that. I want those things. I think I can have those things. Let me, you know, that motivates me. My friends motivate me, right?
But
my high school, it wasn't like a bad school, but, like, it was unheard of that you would go to an Ivy League school.
That is so interesting.
So already my parents and me were just like, okay, like, you'll probably just go to Ohio State, you know? So going to NYU was like, oh wow, like, you're not like the rest of them. That's crazy.
Oh,
you know?
I see, and
it's not an Ohio thing. It was just my school district. There are other school districts that were like, you know, a couple kids get into Harvard. That's normal. A couple kids go to Johns Hopkins, whatever. My school, like, my year, my valedictorian went to Ohio Northern University. You've never heard of that.
What? Northern, though?
That's Ohio Northern University.
That's the Stanford of Northern Ohio.
Dude, and then, like, our number two, her name was Tiffany Yang. She's now a doctor. I remember it was a big deal because she got a perfect at her SAT. She would volunteer and go to Taiwan every summer to teach English.
Yeah.
Pretty, very charismatic. She played lacrosse. Like, everybody liked her. I remember when she got rejected from Harvard, everybody at our school was like, well, we're no one, I guess no one can go there because she's the smartest person we know.
Yeah, that's
the, and she
the
can't
best,
get
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Right? So it's like, it's just like, you know, I think a lot of those schools kind of look at, like, you know, high schools have levels, right? So, like, if you get a 3.5 at, like, the top high school, you know, there's a lot of good public high schools. If you get a 3.5 at, like, Stuyvesant High School in New York City, that's worth a lot more than, like, a 4.2, what I had at my fucking high school, where it's, like, inflated because I took an AP class and I got, like, a B+, which is basically an A+. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because
it's weighted, right? So there's that aspect of it. And second of all, like, I became like this probably... Comedy actually taught me to work harder.
Interesting.
Like, I didn't really care about... I mean, like, I cared. I studied hard and stuff, but, like, you know, I wasn't, like... I guess I didn't... I learned how to work hard because I found something that I really liked. Something I liked more than music.
Yeah.
Music was, like, my first love. And even that, I thought I liked it. But then I discovered comedy, and I was like... Oh, I guess I didn't even like her that much. You know what I mean? Like,
interesting.
It was like, in fact, I quit. I quit guitar, you know, which is like, if you talk to 16-year-old Fumi, that's like an impossible scenario.
I always thought
I'd be like a cool dad, 40, in like some garage band. You know,
that was like.
I always thought I'd be playing in a band forever. And here I am not. I haven't played guitar in like years. Right. So like it's weird because. Had I found this passion when I was younger, I may have been like a doctor or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I found it through comedy, unfortunately. So now I'm like spending all this time and energy trying to like write a butt joke and put it on TV instead of like saving somebody's life.
Where did Tiffany Yang end up going?
She went to Ohio State. Full ride.
Really? Oh, okay. She got a full ride. That's nice.
For undergrad. And then she went to, what's a really good school in Tennessee? Is it Vanderbilt?
I don't know.
It's a private school. She went there for her
med school
master's, and now she's a doctor.
Oh, I see. See, I mean, you know, I think that's another thing where we were that your expectations, like the people you hang out with, are the people who you end up kind of emulating, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I totally understand. I mean, like at my high school, like, sure, was I smart? Yeah, I guess so. But it was more that people expected me to be smart. My parents did and other people did. And like, you know, I was in the honors classes, like a lot of Asian kids in my school. Well, of course, all of us were like, it was a no brainer that we would go to a good college. Like, it, you know, maybe we weren't all going to go to Harvard, but some of us could. And it was like, it was in the realm of possibility if you just worked hard enough. That was like always like hung over our heads. And a couple of people did go, like one or two people did go to Harvard, and some people went to Stanford, and I think one kid went to Princeton, and a bunch of us went to UCLA and Berkeley and stuff like that. And I guess that's going back to sort of our earlier conversation about, like, you know, expectations and that sort of thing. It's like, if people expect you to do a certain thing, you'll be surprised how much you can do it. You know what I'm saying? If you just tell yourself, oh, I'm a shitty person and I don't deserve these things, or if I, you know, I'm a messed up comedian and I'm going to become an alcoholic or something like that, you end up following those things. They become a self-fulfilling prophecy in a lot of ways. And, you know, that's why I think if people are put into certain situations, trust me, you can do it. Like, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that if I plucked Fumi and put him into like Uni High School in Irvine, where everyone was expected to go to Stanford, and you know, then Fumi would also expect himself to go to Stanford and absolutely blow that opportunity. But you know, like, I think that's the thing, you know, our sort of big thesis for this episode, I think, is like, you know, don't limit yourself to saying that, you know, there's one way to do a certain thing. You know, like, if you're a creative person, you might be a creative person that is like up at 6 a.m. and working on their bits and sketching all the time and doing their thing. Or you might be a creative person who, you know, you wake up late and you come 3 hours late to a meeting, but you know, you're really, really good, and you know, that might balance out. So you know,
if you deliver, then
if you deliver,
yeah, man. I mean, but the thing, I think that's where Asian people get caught up, is that expectation thing. So like, a lot of Asian people, they finish their story. Like, if our lives were a book, they finish their story. Like, college is like the second to last chapter.
Whereas
I was like, no. Like, this is where I fucking, this is chapter one, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, NYU was chapter one for me. So, like, I think a lot of Asian people, you know, they say, well, I didn't go to the best school, so I guess I can't be a doctor, and I guess I'll just be a used car salesman. They, like, give up, right? But, like, I didn't, you know, I didn't have that mentality. I moved here. That's the thing. I know comedy is such a dumb profession, but, like, you know, we meet people like X Mayo, who is so smart. She didn't even go to college. So, like, I met people like that, and they weren't just comedians. I met people in New York who were just like, yeah, I didn't go to college, but I did this. You know, yeah, I did go to college, but I completely, you know, you too. Like, I tried to be a doctor, but now I'm a copywriter. I met a lot of people like you guys, where I'm just like, oh, I'm 18. Like, why would I, like, think that this is the second to last chapter of my life?
That's such
I don't
a good
give
point.
A fuck. I could be a doctor if I fucking wanted to. I don't want to, but I fucking could, right? So
yeah,
I think I was fortunate enough to, like, come to that realization myself, and I think that's why I was able to, like, grow in my 20s, you know, like, whereas, like, 10 to 18, I was, like, still kind of assimilating to America, and, like, you know, my parents kept being like, we might move back to Japan next year, so, like, you know, I had to study a lot of Japanese too, and it was just kind of, it was a confusing time. But now, you know, 18, I'm here, I got a green card, now I'm a citizen, like, I'm gonna be here. Once that was said, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my thing. So yeah, like, I think if anybody's out there, like, you know, to your point, like, the expectation thing, like, you know, where chapter one is in your life,
yeah,
is like, you decide that. You don't let your parents decide that, don't let your boss decide that, your parents, your friends, like, you fucking decide, and then you fucking write that story, you know.
Damn, that's such a good insight about the college thing, because you're right. I definitely felt that, like, you know, I got into college, you know, I got into a good school, and I was like, yes, this is what's up. This is gonna be good, and everything's gonna be cool. And things, like, kind of fell apart for me in college. and honestly, it's funny, because if, you know, you have the Asian playbook, right?
The Asian playbook, you know
what I'm saying? Is like, tennis, study hard, get a 4.5, you know, SAT, volunteer just a little bit, you know, those are the things, those are the in the playbook. And then you get into college, and the playbook in college is kind of the same thing, except just more intense. Yeah. You know, maybe you're maybe you're in crew, don't have that too much, just remember to get into med school, because that's part of the playbook. Or into law school or whatever. If you're an engineer, that's too, you know, you could do that as well. Like, that's the playbook. And what's interesting is that if you get off the playbook, there's nothing. There's no net at all. There's, like, you know, when you're playing Mario Kart, and you know, you're playing Rainbow Road.
The Rainbow Road, bro.
That one's crazy, bro. Okay, that's what's like being an up, you know, like a middle class Asian American dude. For me, I was like on the Rainbow Road, and then I fell off. But instead of like the little cloud guy picking me up and putting me back on the thing, I just fell off. And there's no coming back from it. And that's why it is freaky, because I remember, I mean, even to this day, I'm kind of still wrestling with it. Like, if you get off of, you know, from age 5 to 20, I was like, I'm going to go to med school. And as soon as I realized I wasn't going to, I was stupid, not because I didn't want to, I'm dumb, then I was like, I was off the Rainbow Road, and I was just like spinning around in space. And it's just like, there's no playbook after that. And that's what I think is so appealing to be on the road, is at least you know what's gonna happen, you know. I understand. I mean, to this day I fantasize, I'm like, maybe I should go back to med school. Brian Park, he's off the Rainbow Road too.
You're right.
and here's the thing, is like, you're falling in space and you're like, well, maybe I could just like get back on the road somehow. If somebody hooked
me. Where's that cloud guy?
If the cloud guy came and picked me up and put me back on Rainbow Road, I would be, okay, I'll just drive this, I guess. At least I know. And I understand the appeal of it for sure. You know, like, don't, you know, you don't have the, now you're not even playing Mario Kart anymore. You're playing Smash Brothers all of a sudden.
Right.
No idea what the fuck's going on.
This was a very motivational episode. I feel like we could sell this.
I don't know. I mean,
I mean it, bro. Sometimes we talk about butt stuff, but sometimes we talk about career stuff, and it's real, bro.
I mean, I feel like that's really where my talents lie is yeah. is really in hyping people up. Like the comedy thing, like I'm okay funny, but am I motivational? Fuck yeah, you know. That's where so I should funny. Focus on.
You know, when we went to like, you know, we worked with some like college people who like right. provide their students with like cool multicultural programming.
Yeah,
I always
cool.
think, you know, I met that lady, I forgot her name. I met that lady in North Carolina State University.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, so nice.
The Mexican lady, yeah. I forget. I remember after I met her and I saw like how much the students loved her and stuff, I was like, you know, like if I quit comedy, like maybe I'll just do that. That
yeah.
sounds like a really like that. I would love to help out college students and like bring them more culture or whatever it is, some like shit that I didn't have. You know what I'm saying? Like that seems like a very honorable job to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I that's what I looked into doing that for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I need. It's so fun. I was like, I need to get. It helps to have a master's degree in that yeah, kind of yeah. field. And there's such a thing. I remember at UCLA, there's a master's of student advising, like an mm-hmm. whatever it is, right? It's kind of like an education master's, and it's mm-hmm. like a year or two long or whatever. And I remember I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should do this. I should get into this. And you know, I had some work experience, and so I remember looking into it, and it was like, oh, you need to have like a certain GPA and stuff like that. And of course, my GPA is terrible. Right? And I was like, fuck, you know? And this yeah. goes back to the whole thing, what I was saying, which is, you know, if you're, you know, I wish, the one thing I kind of wish in college was that I wish that I had just worked harder. I mean, you know, and hey, I'm just a proponent of just learning. You know, you might as well, here's the thing, you pay for the D or you pay for an A. It's the same price.
Yes.
If you get a D, it still costs you $30,000. Yeah. It's not like if you go to college and you fail a bunch of classes, they're not going to be like, oh, like, hey, you know what? Here's cheaper. Your money back. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
might
yeah.
as well get the A. You just yeah. get the A. You already paid for it. And I feel
yeah,
like
dude.
If I, you know, like, hey, you work harder and it's important just to learn for learning's sake. But if you get good grades, hey, it also opens up more opportunities. And then I could have gone into this master's program or something, you know. It just gives you more things. It goes back to, if you're in this thing, if you're in a comedy job, just do the thing, because yeah. you got the money, and now you might as well get the experience, and then you also have the connections, and people don't think you're a piece of shit. There's
right,
no
right.
there's no real downside.
People talk, you know. If you're like a shitty employee, they talk, right?
I don't know. We're basic Asians, though. That's the thing.
This is so funny, because I feel like now our listeners are like, wait, this is the moment we quit comedy and become advisors.
Yeah. I'm into that, man.
All right. I think this is a good episode. Thank you so much to our anals for listening. As always, please follow us on Instagram at Asian.AsianPod. Donate to us on our Patreon, patreon.com/Asian.AsianPod. We got a lot of cool rewards on there, including us sliding into your DMs and giving a shout out on the podcast. We also have a weekly comedy show called Hack City. Now it's on Zoom. It's every Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Just go to our website, AsianNotAsianPod.com, and you can get free tickets there. And you can also follow me and Mike on the social medias. I'm on there at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe.
You can find me on Instagram at NicePantsBro. Although, funny thing, I'm thinking about changing my Instagram handle.
Oh, yeah. To what?
Just to It's Mike Nguyen.
Oh, yeah. Why? It's simpler?
I don't know. I just feel like I need some sort of brand synergy like you got, you know? Because I've got all the different ones.
I mean, NicePantsBro is fine, but I would just make it the same.
That's all it is. Yeah, I agree.
That's what synergy is. I think it's fine to have like a funny thing. It just has to be the same, so people can find you on all platforms.
That's the thing. Is that like somebody took Nice Pants Bro on Twitter, and then somebody took that also on TikTok. So I'm like all these different things on different places.
Oh, I see.
But nobody. I think it's Mike Nguyen is open on all of them. So maybe I should just squat on them. Maybe that's what I'll do.
No, but then all the people listening to like catching up on old episodes or whatever, they're going to try to find you and they can't find you.
Well, I mean, one thing that is nice is my SEO is okay. If you spell my name, mm-hmm. M-I-C, Nguyen, and then put comedy, I'm like the first mm-hmm. guy along with this other dentist. But like, you know, that should be okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know. Consistency, hard work. That's what this is all about.
Hard work.
Hard work.
Work
SEO.
Hard.
Forget jokes. Forget jokes. It's all about search engine optimization. Okay. Anyways,
all right.
That's it.
That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.